21st and the 23rd again. Once when Pao Fu and Chan Qing were wandering in the mountains, Pao Fu pointed with his hand and said, "Right here is the summit of the Mystic Peak." Chan Qing said, "Indeed it is. What a pity." Su Dou added a word saying, "Today what is purpose of traveling the mountains together with these fellows?" He also said, "Hundreds of the thousands of years hence, I don't say there are none, just that there will be few." Later, this dialogue between Pao Fu and Chan Qin was quoted to Chen Qin. Chen Qin said, "If it hadn't been Mr. Sun, then you would have been scouts covering the fields." That is the whole story of the 23rd case. The point is, the point of which this case emphasizes is right now, right here, is Buddha's world, the summit of the Mystic Peak. But there are two points which you have to understand right now, right here. One point is that you experience right now, right here, as the summit of the mountain peak. On the other hand, second point is, right now, right here, what you cannot perceive, anyway. That is, right now, right here, simultaneously extending into a whole universe. So, usually, experience of right now here is that what you have understood, what you have experienced, that is not real right now right here. It is also the right now right here, what you have understood, what you have experienced. But it is already something you have understood. You have understood. The real right now, right here is something before you. The right now, right here, before you have experienced, before you have understood. That is really vastness of the world. Triple world. That is sometimes called the truth, sometimes the absolute, sometimes we call it Buddha, Buddha's world. Buddha's world and the truth and the real nature of right now here is very quiet, peaceful, perfect peaceful and harmonious. all beings completely depends on. That is perfect peace, perfect harmony. Regardless of whether you understand or not, we all sentient beings, without exception anyway, depends on this real nature of right now, right here, which is peace, perfect harmony. So even though you don't understand, you are there. Someday, well, constantly you experience, you touching, you are intimate with, but it takes time to really get a certain shock, you know, through your body and mind. When you get a shock and then you say, that is experience, you know, religious experience, spiritual experience, I get it, you know. So that is already something you understand. So real right now here is very peaceful and harmonious and where all sentient beings completely depends on. That is vastness of the world. It's pretty hard to understand, but if you're a human being, and also if you want to be something, okay, a painter or photographer and carpenter and, you know, sculptors of whatever occupation you want to do, of course you can make a Buddha statue, you can make something using the wood, using the stone, the metals, and you can express yourself through that stuff. Works. But that is still the works you have produced. Of course you have to produce, but the real sculpture, you really want to express yourself there is you and also a world around you, okay? People don't know sometimes, but artists know. So, for instance, well, Buddha statue is really this certain Buddha statue. If you make a Buddha statue, that is really Buddha anyway. After human shape, but a Buddha statue is the what you have produced, and because you can express yourself there as a human being and also spiritual aspect of human life there. And also that Buddha statue, you must express yourself as you and also as an artist and also the world around you. At that time, this Buddha statue as a work, as an art, becomes really spiritual object of worship, respected by all sentient beings anyway. So, poet, the old pond, frog jumps in the sound of water. This is a 17th syllable, but beyond the 17 syllables, not only understanding the 17 syllables, but the world created by 17th level, but you have to understand the world, vastness of the world around the 17th levels, around the poet. That is very important. That time of that poem is really alive. Through the poem, if you try to express just you, clear, that poet is not, poem is not good, you know, it's not good enough. So you have to express yourself in a poem, and also the vastness of the world, interconnected, interpenetrated with you. And that time, this poem is really alive. The poem, artist, art, even a machine, you know. I worked at the company before I became a monk, at the big company producing the diesel engine. At that time, we didn't have diesel engine, not a sparkling plug, no sparkling plug, you know. We have a special sprayer of spraying, you know, the heavy oil, okay, instead of using the sparkling plug, do you understand? Because we use on the heavy oil. So that engine is very interesting, you know, the spray, you have to spray, you know, the heavy oil. I don't know, it's very delicate. Sprayer, you know, and the piston inside of the piston, and the piston and complete pressing, you know, the piston create the pressures, you know, of air. And then you spray, you know, the heavy oils inside. Then boom. That's interesting, isn't it? Without using any sparkling plug. I was very surprised, you know. But that's pretty hard. You have to, you have to use your hand, you know, not automatically. You cannot do this. Two wheels on both sides, so you have to do the with your hand like this. And then that's really interesting. So the moment here now is Buddha means, well, according to the Zen teacher, he says, settle yourself in the self, okay? Make you as what you are means you have to be there, you know? And then you have to spray yourself exactly. No dust, you know, completely you have to spray. And then no gap between, you know, because very little space, I don't know, little no space maybe, so little space. And then you have to spray yourself, you know, with a particular, you know, the machine that is called Zazen. on the show, and then you spray, guys, and then finally, boom! That is called samadhi. And then you experience wisdom and illumination of all the Buddhas, all sentient beings, beautiful become beautiful. It's really true. It's really true. So you must be what you are right now, right here. Is not right now, right here, what you have understood. Well, you have to understand right now, right here, with the vastness of the world around right now, right here. How do you know? No other way. Because that vastness of the right now world around the right now, right here, is perfectly, absolutely quiet, peaceful, harmonious. So you can't touch it. You cannot touch it, but you can be there. So how can you be there? How can you be there? How can you know? That is, you have to spray anyway. You have to spray with the Zen, Gesho, and where? Right now, right here. Right now, right here. Right now, right here is not between you and right now, right here. I don't know where. Okay. But anyway, you have to spray yourself. And then simultaneously, it's boom, create wonderful powers and to operate whole engines. So that is right now here, and that is the vastness of the world behind you. Okay? Behind the moment, right now, right here, you have to understand. Okay, you have understood. Okay. Usually we always understand the moment in front of you. You say, I got it. And that is already world in front of you. But real world is behind anyway. It's huge world, behind the words, behind the 17 syllables anyway. Behind the Zazen anyway. So you always get a Zazen, you always try to know what Zazen is, and then if you understand Zazen, you feel good. But the Zazen is just a tiny Zazen sitting in front of you. You can see. But the real huge Zazen is really behind you. Okay? And that is huge. So that's why this Power Fu said right now here is Supreme Summit of the Mystic Peak. This term comes from other scientific sutra. In a commentary, it says a little bit about the story. From Avasantika Sutra. In the teachings, that these teachings are Avasantika Sutra. In the teachings, it says that the mendicant Megashri always stayed, mendicant named Megashri, always stayed on the long summit of the Peak of Wonder. He never came down from the mountain. Sudana. Sudana is the person who travels all over the world to call on Zen teacher, Buddhist teacher, and also many people, and a carpenter, and also sometimes a street walker, and try to learn what Buddha's teaching is, what is the truth is. So that is, his name is Sudana. So, in this sutra, Sudana went to call on him, Megashri, and searched for 7 days without encountering him. Well, 7 days, it doesn't matter the number. Well, anyway, we don't know how long it takes to find what real things. Maybe one for one day, maybe for the in a 7 days scene, 7 days, maybe you can find something. Maybe not. But anyway, that means don't worry. Don't worry about even about you, even though you can't find anything taking a long time, long days, you know. Practicing for many, many years, but you cannot see anything. That's all right. That's all right. Don't worry about it. Important point is, anyway, it's to manifest the degree, how strong, how much strong the way-seeking mind is. That is this person, the name, the Siddhanta, visiting many teachers, many people to ask, to see what the truth is. So that's why here says Siddhanta went to call on him and searched for 7 days without encountering him. But then one day they met on a separate peak, not on the same peak. Maybe he was there and maybe Siddhanta's here, different peak anyway. They met. When he had seen him, Mikshuli explained for Siddhanta that the three worlds are a moment of thought, and the wisdom and the illumination of all the Buddhas, the gate of Dharma, which appears everywhere. So separate peak, that's interesting. The separate peak means Mikshuli always lived on the summit of the peak. He never came down. He never came down from that. That means the Mikshuli always dwells in the truth. No one can come down. No one can come down from the peak. So everyone there. And then the Siddhanta met him in a different peak, means a dualistic world. If you say, I understand the truth, what the truth? I understand the truth. I understand enlightenment a little bit. At that time, you are already standing in a different peak. Consider enlightenment. So, because I told you, if you spray yourself with the purity, completely in a pure sense, at that time, you cannot keep yourself, you know, in pure sense of spray, you know, heavy oil. You cannot. Simultaneously, it's turned into something that is a fire. They create big powers. That is so called world, form of the world, form of the trees, form of the rivers, and heavens, and many things. That is phenomenal world. Okay, phenomenal world. So, and also the Mikshuli explained for Siddhanta. Mikshuli explained. Mikshuli is a symbol of the truth. Okay, so Mikshuli started to explain means Mikshuli already come down to not come down different in a different peak, because real peak, summit of the peak is perfect peace, silent, nothing to say. It's very quiet, but it's there. Ha! There is a vastness of the world, existence. Very quiet. But it's working, dynamic working, it's there. That is called interdependent coordination, etc., according to Buddhist teaching, anyway. So anyway, the megacity anyway explained for Sudhana that the three worlds are a moment of thought. Yes, a moment of thought. Three worlds are exactly a moment of thought means, well, if you do that, then someday, I told you during Sesshin, if you really become, well, what you are, spraying yourself, just like a heavy oil through the sprayer, special sprayer, so called the Zen itself, and then at that time, you can turn into yourself into energy, sort of energy, expanding into world. So that is enlightenment, so-called enlightenment. If you really attain enlightenment, even a small detail, even a tiny enlightenment, anyway, you can feel wonderful, okay? You can feel everything beautiful, illuminating all world, including you and this room, and also your past life and the trees, birds, and present life, future life, whole world become illuminating. So that's why that is happens in a moment, in a moment. So that in a moment there is right now, right here, you are present in simultaneously your past life, present life, future life there. So that's why three triple worlds are, anyway, a moment of thought. Moment of thought means, yeah, just like a flashing light, you know. Flashing light. Flashing thunder. Just like that. And the wisdom and the illuminating of all the Buddhas. So that experience make everything beautiful. Okay. You can have a completely different feeling before what your feeling was, you can have a completely different feeling from before. So that's why illuminating the whole world as a Buddha, and also wisdom, so you can accept Buddha's straightforwardly. That is very wisdom. Wisdom is sort of functioning energies, the process of energies coming from, not from head, anywhere from the. So from the bottom of your life, okay, that is really wisdom. And then that world, the gate of Dharma, which appears everywhere, that's why that is really world, which opens everywhere. So, and given that, Megashri never came down from the mountains, why? Then did they meet on the separate peak? If you say Megashri must have come down from the mountain, yet in the teachings it says that he never did come down from the mountains. That he was always on solitary summit of the peak of wonder. So that is a pretty beautiful world and exactly solitary. This solitary is not loneliness. The completely solitary independence of the fortitude, majesties, as if you earlier. Next, the commentary continued to say, when you get to the point of merging with nature, it's like the merging nature, it's like the eye doesn't see itself. The ear doesn't hear itself, the finger doesn't feel itself, it's like a sword doesn't cut itself, fire doesn't burn itself. So if, when you get to the point of merging with real nature, okay, Zazen, well, merging means that anyway you have to spray, you know, in the perfect way. So-called Zazen, sprayer, and Kesho sprayer, and anyway, if you do this, why, Zazen itself doesn't know what Zazen is. So you completely be one Zazen. Well, for instance, Gute, the master, always showed the one finger. Did you remember that story? Whatever he was asked by the monks, he always answered, showing just one finger. Just one finger means exactly showing the truth. Okay? So around the truth, one, as a one, there is nothing. Okay? Nothing. As a objectively. As a objective. So if you say, this is finger. I can feel. At that time, there is something around the finger. But the truth is one. Exactly one. No, nothing. So-called dualistic. Okay. Exactly one. You and truth. Exactly one. So if you say, oh yes. At that time, that is understanding, perceptions. At that time, there is something you can touch it. So only one thing is exactly meaning of the showing the truth. It's really true. So I can't see itself. Finger cannot touch finger. So how can I touch this finger to this? It's impossible. The ear cannot hear itself anyway. So that is real nature, merging. Merging with real nature of eyes, ears, nose, taste, zazen, then you don't know. You are completely solitary anyway. That is summit of the peak. At this point, there are many instances of compassionate assistance in the teachings. So that is simultaneously. If you use the term simultaneously, that means already we imagine the two things and the creating gap. It's simultaneously. It's already extra term. So one is getting the point of the merging with real nature. That is not two things. No, it's combinations. It's pretty hard to say, but already it's working simultaneously. You know, before you think, before you touch, anyway, it's already interconnected, interpenetrated, one after the other, anyway. So that is a compassion. It's really compassion. Compassion. You don't believe what Zazen is, but if you do Zazen, anyway, your life is constantly deepening anyway. It's very true. You don't believe, but you don't see how much your personality or your life is has been deepened. You don't know. But only the person who knows can know. Yes, can know. If he sees you. So all we have to do is just do it. Just do it with some amount of unsatisfaction. Always some amount of satisfaction. Well, feeling of unsatisfaction is very nice, you know. If you always feel satisfaction constantly, well, there is no effort. It's not necessary to make every possible effort to live. So you can constantly to live and to create your life means, well, you have to accept your life too, based on the two, satisfaction or unsatisfaction. So even though you feel satisfactory in your life, still unsatisfactory, yeah. So that is pretty nice for us. That's what we can always create, we can go forward toward the future. Okay? So for 1 year, for 2 years, you just sit down without understanding what zazen is. But life has been different. If so, it is compassion. It's really compassion. So that's why at this point there are many instances compassionate assistance. Constantly compassionate assistance there. Zazen and you, Gassho and you, talk and you. Okay. Constantly compassionate assistance there in the teaching. This is a teaching of life. This is why they let down a single path and in method of secondary truth, set up host and guest, devices and objects, questions and answers. Thus, it is said, the Buddha have not appeared in the world, nor is there any nirvana. They manifest such things as expedient means to rescue sentient beings. So Buddha are very quiet, peaceful, very silent. So Heart Sutra, or it's pretty rare. Buddha talks in the sutra, it's very rare. Buddha always quiet. And Bodhisattva always appears in the sutras to speak, to explain Buddha's teachings, because Buddha's real truth is very silent, quiet, peaceful, harmonious. So, the verse. From the round summit of the mystic peak, weeds grow in profusions. Quality is brought up to be given to whom? If it hadn't been Mr. Sun, discerning the real point, skulls would cover the ground, but how many people would know? On the long summit of the mystic peaks, weeds grow in profusions. You know, if you perceive that you are on the summit of the mystic peak, it's already phenomenal world. You come down, phenomenal world. So called weak growths. Okay. So maybe the other someday, I told you the characteristic of the truth. Characteristic of the truth is always cushions. So you touch it and you never stay there. So boom, rebounds. So if you really focus yourself, devote yourself to do the zen and you touch it, then rebounds. So that is, then when you rebound, and then that is so called experience or what enlightenment, understanding, and verbal explanation, many things. And then simultaneously through the word experience, You say this is enlightenment, but you can't stay there because in experience of enlightenment, it must be in the summit of the mystic peak. So simultaneously, you cannot stay there. So finally, next moment, what is the experience? What's that? Because it disappears next moment. So you can stay maybe for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And, well, someday, sometimes for a week, sometimes for a day, and then disappear. You can't stay there. So very naturally you can come out from, well, from the basic nature, fundamental nature of existence and so-called phenomenal world. You can experience many things, but phenomenal world is also something coming from the summit of the mystic peak. So simultaneously you cannot feel satisfactory exactly. So it's disappears. So you have to come back to the starting point you are. Okay. So you start again. So your practice is always beginning. That means you must be refreshing every day. Refreshing. So, on the long summit of Mystic Peak, weeds grow in profusion, well, and Engozen Master says, you lose your body, too. The weeds are already several fathoms deep beneath your feet. You're already there in the weeds, you know. How compassionate, how kind this the Secho's composer of this poor verse, you know, how kind he is. But according to Engozen Master, you are kind, explaining, but it's you already are in the weeds. Clarity is brought up to be given to whom? Yes, it is the truth. And summit of the Mystic Peak, Peace Peak is exactly clear, something clear. It is brought up with us right now here. It's beautiful. But to be given to whom? If you have. Well, the Engozen Master says, used for what? Well, real truth. The real truth is F. It's real truth. I got a real truth. And then, to whom is it given? If you have it, your life is burning, you know, burn up. Because truth itself is silence, perfect peace, perfect harmony. If you handle it, if you have it, in your hand, it's already something extra. It's now your truth. If you always receive it and play with it, well, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. That is religious fighting always, you know. Your belief is now wrong, it's now right. Buddhism is right and Christianity is not good, etc. That is always. God is only one, so you should believe it. That's wonderful. But that's why Engel says, and used for what? There is no one on earth who knows a dry piece of shit. What is it good for? You've got your nose, but lost your mouth. You've got your nostril, but lost your mouth means if you get it, if you say something, you lose something. So you don't start it, you don't feel good. Do you understand? Kaigiri, good boy, yes, good boy. Next moment, I don't feel good because what's a good boy? Zazen, wonderful Zazen. Next day, Chanting, okay. Discerning the real point. So that's why Chanting says it is fine. Indeed, it is true. You say right now here, the summit of a mystic peak. Yes, wonderful, but for shame. Because it's already right now, right here, explained your understanding. It's already crooked. So if it hadn't been Mr. Sun discerning this real point, if he hadn't, okay, made the point, this point, to, yes, it is. It is true, but what a shame. The sky would cover the ground anyway. In the human world, always many people try to have a truth in their hand and play with it. And finally, the truth, all truth they have, died. Dead truth. What that means, under the beautiful flag, so-called religion, God, divinity, we fight. So what is the truth? Truth is dead. But we have to understand, we have to understand the real things through death of real things. Okay? It's very true. That's why Nietzsche says, God is dead. Well, that's wonderful. Through the God die, the death of the God, and then you have to understand real God. Okay? This is a life. It's not the mother of religions, Christianity. This is a life. So, that's why he says God would cover the ground, but how many people would know? But people don't know. Anyway, always having the truth in their hand and showing and playing with it. Well, it's okay to play, but they don't know how much they enjoy themselves with it. Enjoyment is not always joyful. In Lotus Sutra, I don't know what kind of cow, the name is Yak, Y-A-K. Always he enjoy himself caring for his tail in order to make his tail smooth, and always lick his tail. Even though the blood comes from the tongue, he enjoys very much. So it is not only something bad, but also it is through the good. You know, he feels good. You know, making his tail smooth. So under the beautiful flag, so-called God, so-called Buddha, we enjoy very much, constantly licking the tail of God, tail of Buddhas. Finally, blood comes out from the tongue. How many people know? That's dangerous.
The other day, I understood you to make a comment that maybe it was Monday night, I'm not sure, but you said we do some action or activity, but we're never quite satisfied. Mm-hmm. So I guess we try again, and from that comes art, etc. Art and culture, and you said that was pretty good. for humans, not being quite satisfied. If it's different, how is it different from dukkha? How is it different from dissatisfaction considered as suffering?
Dukkha, if you use it's suffering, if you accept suffering in common sense, that is a feeling that you can feel unsatisfaction, satisfactory with your life. But real dukkha means not this kind of unsatisfactions. You have to understand the human life in a broad perspective, understanding both satisfaction or unsatisfaction. Both. Because this is a human dualistic world. Freedom of alternative, okay? What would you like? You like satisfaction? Yes. So, get the satisfaction. Try to get the satisfaction. But in the world of freedom of alternative, there are two constantly. Because you choose, make a choice, okay? You cannot make a choice of one so-called satisfaction in the realm of the just the satisfaction, ignoring unsatisfaction. You cannot do this. This is not freedom of alternative. So if you want to have a freedom of alternative, there are two things there. And then you can make a choice. So if you want to get satisfaction, there is unsatisfaction. So always, I don't want to get unsatisfaction, I want to get satisfaction. So, constantly, that's why, how can you get the satisfaction? There is kind of rules, some technique, method, and constitutions, lots of things there. That is moral world, okay? But religiously, spiritually, I always say there is always unsatisfaction, a sense of unsatisfaction means. You cannot get only one, okay? I want to get, I am in the completion, okay? I am satisfaction. I feel satisfaction. Ignoring unsatisfaction. So if you are there, immediately you feel this. If you are here, immediately you feel this. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So always there is a certain space you cannot fill up. Do you understand? You always, if you're there, simultaneously you feel this. Do you think so? If you're the here, you're immediately here. So often there is some gap that you cannot stuff up. So that is an unsatisfaction. That unsatisfaction is not confusions. Understanding both. How do they? Understanding how they work interconnectedly, interpenetratively. Understanding total picture of the freedom of alternatives anyway. And then, instead of trying to stuff up this space, we just stand up a little more depth of the human existence. Okay. And then accept this unsatisfaction space. And that time is turned into beauty of the art, human culture. You can create beauty. So-called exquisiteness or gracefulness, something like this. So that's what Buddha says, suffering, the truth of the suffering. Suffering is truth. Okay. Suffering is truth.
You said that a flame can't melt itself or can burn itself. In the same way, does that mean that a person can't know themselves?
Person
can't know themselves?
Yeah. They can, yes.
They can?
They can. No. They can know.
So how would that apply to like a flame not knowing?
But they know who they are, but still there is a limitation of understanding of who they are, don't you think so? According to individual level of person, and knowledge, and individual knowledge. And so, in terms of individual knowledge, we understand anyway who we are. Don't you think so? But that is not the real self we have to know. If you always understand yourself in terms of your understanding, that's pretty hard to live sometimes. Don't you think so? So we have to still make a little effort to know who you are a little deeply. So your understanding constantly must be flexible, anywhere flexible, polishing.
Is there ever a point at which there's not a limitation of your knowledge of yourself, like with Buddha?
Hmm?
Is there ever a point at which there's not a limitation in your understanding of yourself, like with Buddha? Is a Buddha a being who has no limitation in knowledge
mm-hmm.
of himself?
Mm-hmm.
Of himself?
Mm-hmm. Yes. No limitation. That is Buddha. What is Buddha?
What?
What is Buddha?